with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. In remarks at a Turning Point USA event Friday, President Trump says the U.S. will go into Iran and evacuate nuclear dust, which is enriched uranium believed to be buried under nuclear sites badly damaged by military strikes.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
The president says the U.S. will get the nuclear dust from Iran by using excavators.
We need the biggest excavators you can imagine, but we're going to go in together with Iran. We're going to get it, and we're going to take it back home to the USA.
Iran says it fully reopened the Strait of Hormuz to commercial vessels, but questions lingered Saturday about how much freedom ships actually had to transit the waterway, as Tehran maintained its grip on who got through and threatened to close it again if the U.S. kept in place its blockade of Iranian ships and ports. A group of House Republicans rejected President Trump's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions to the law. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war as stocks raced to another record, the S&P 500, leaping 1.2% Friday. The Dow leaped as many as 1,100 points. This is SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center is good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He tells SRN News that the Pew study indicates that Christian radio has a bright future. The Gallup organization says America's falling away from religious faith might be about to end. Gallup senior scientist Frank Newport says one of the dominant trends we've observed in recent years has been a decline in religiosity among Americans, but now in young people we're seeing that decline beginning to stop. That's pretty significant, he says. A new Gallup poll finds that males and females in Generation Z, ages 14 to 29, are more interested in religion than their millennial predecessors. This is SRN News. A push by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools is stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA to establish chapters in every high school. ACLU says endorsing these clubs likely violates federal law. A spokesman, though, says Turning Point USA continues to grow rapidly. Jason Walker reporting.
The Supreme Court is handing a win to oil and gas companies fighting lawsuits over coastal land loss and environmental degradation in Louisiana. The unanimous procedural decision gives the companies a new day in federal court after a jury ordered Chevron to pay upward of $740 million. This is SRN News.